d'Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 81 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 81 d'English USA. Martin se trouve aujourd'hui dans les bois, the woods. Il parle avec des bûcherons, woodcutters, ou bien log cutters. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à décrire une action liée à votre travail, ou plutôt dans ce contexte-ci, le travail du bûcheron, the work of the woodcutter, ou bien the work of the log cutter. You will learn to describe actions that are part of your work. Vous apprendrez à décrire une action liée à votre travail. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous allez apprendre à décrire une action. You are going to learn to describe an action. Avez-vous un emploi du temps très chargé? Do you have a busy schedule? Ou avez-vous assez de temps libre? Or do you have enough free time? Pourriez-vous expliquer ce que vous faites? Can you describe your work? Martin Lerner parle avec les bûcherons. He is talking with some woodcutters, ou bien with some log cutters. Ils sont en train de couper du bois. Il dit, I'm a log cutter. Je suis bûcheron. What does that mean exactly? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire exactement? Martin Lerner leur pose d'autres questions liées à leur métier. Écoutez bien.
Gordon, may I record our conversation?
I don't mind. What do you call your work? What do you do?
I'm a log cutter.
What does that mean exactly? This is a tree, not a log.
It will be logs when I finish. First, I cut the tree down, and I cut it into several logs.
How many logs?
This tree will make 3 logs.
Then what happens?
I go to the next tree.
What happens to the logs?
Someone comes with a tractor and pulls them to another place. They're measured.
Why are they measured?
Everyone is paid according to the measurement of the logs. The measurements are recorded in a book by someone. Do you see that man over there? That's what he's doing. He's measuring the logs. Then he marks the logs.
What happens to the logs next?
They're put on trucks. Then they go to the sawmill.
Okay, you go to the next tree. Then what?
I cut that tree. It falls down.
How do you know where it's going to fall?
Usually it goes where I want it to go.
How do you make it go there?
Look, first I cut here just a little. Then I cut here. I take that piece out of the tree. And then I cut all the way through the tree. And it usually falls that way.
I see. You want it to fall that way because it won't hurt the other trees.
That's right. There is an open place there. Also, the tractor can come in here.
How many trees can you cut in one day?
That depends. Some trees are easier, and some places are easier.
Explain that.
The trees in this woods are tall and straight. The branches are mostly near the top of the trees. That makes it easy. It's easier to trim the branches and cut the tree into logs.
How do you trim the branches?
With my power saw. I do everything with the saw. I cut the tree down, I trim it, I cut it into logs.
What happens to the branches that you trim?
Nothing. They stay here.
Will you cut all the trees in this woods?
No. We don't cut timber that way. We just cut the big trees. The old trees were cut in this woods about 50 years ago. Now it has some large trees again. We leave the small trees to grow. Often they're cut in another 20 or 30 or 40 years.
What kind of trees are you cutting?
These trees are mostly oak.
What happens to the wood from these trees?
Sometimes the wood is used locally. Often it goes all over the world. Oak is usually used for furniture and for floors.
May I watch you cut down this tree?
Sure. Stand behind me. I'll tell you when to move.
Pour parler d'une action qui se passe régulièrement, ou pour décrire ce que l'on fait tous les jours, au travail par exemple, on utilise le présent. Donc, bien que ces actions se déroulent dans le passé, on utilise le présent. Voici quelques phrases qui pourront vous servir d'exemple.
First, I cut here just a little. Then I cut here. I take that piece out of the tree. Then I cut all the way through the tree and it usually falls that way.
Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner en parlant de certaines choses que vous faites régulièrement dans la journée. Utilisez le présent pour répondre à ces questions.
When do you get up in the morning? When do you eat breakfast? When do you go to bed at night? That was perfect. It fell exactly where you wanted it.
It often does. It's not difficult. Do you want to try it?
May I watch some more first?
Essayons un peu de comprendre ce dialogue. Martin Lerner, il parle avec un bûcheron, a woodcutter, ou bien a log cutter. Que fait ce bûcheron? He's measuring the logs. Measuring. Il prend les mesures ou les dimensions du bois. He's measuring the logs. Then, he marks the logs. Ensuite, il marque le bois. Oui, le chiffre. Then, he marks the logs. Tout ceci est au présent, parce que c'est une action. What happens to the logs next? Et qu'est-ce qui leur arrive aux morceaux de bois après? They are put on trucks. On les met sur des camions. And then they go to the sawmill. Et ensuite, ils vont à la scierie. Le vocabulaire. Chainsaw. Une scie électrique, ou une scie, tout court. Hand saw. Hand saw, c'est la scie non électrique. A power saw, c'est la scie électrique. C'est ce que vous entendez dans le background, dans l'arrière-plan du dialogue. The power saw. The branch, c'est la branche. Donc, le bois, wood, ou bien timber. Log, c'est le morceau de bois. Et l'arbre, tree, the tree. Voyons quelques verbes. To trim, tailler un arbre. To trim a tree. The woodcutter trims trees. Le bûcheron taille les arbres aussi. Quelques adverbes. Several, plusieurs. There are several trees that have to be cut. Il y a plusieurs arbres qui doivent être coupés. There are several trees that have to be cut. Noisy, bruyant. Noisier, plus bruyant. Exemple, the power saw is noisier than the hand saw. La scie électrique est plus bruyante que la scie. Donc on a noisy, bruyant, Noisier, plus bruyant. Quiet, calme. Quieter, plus calme. The handsaw is quiet. No saw is even quieter. Sans scie, que ce soit électrique ou non, c'est encore plus calme. No saw is quieter. Fast, rapide. Faster, plus rapide. The power saw is faster than the hand saw. La scie électrique est plus rapide que la scie. We have just heard part one of lesson number 81 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de la leçon numéro 81 d'English USA. We'll be back shortly for part two. Est-ce que vous trouvez ce que vous faites intéressant? Do you like what you do? Or do you find your work boring? Ou trouvez-vous votre travail ennuyeux? Boring, ennuyeux. Vous allez au travail en voiture ou à pied? Do you drive or do you walk to work? Réfléchissez à ces questions, mais ne répondez pas tout de suite. Restez à l'écoute. Stay tuned. Je tiens à remercier un auditeur qui a écrit en anglais, M. Anour Idriss de N'Djamena, au Tchad. Anour Idriss, continue tes efforts dans l'apprentissage de l'anglais. Your efforts will pay off. Yes, it takes time to learn a language. Je ne peux pas t'envoyer de livres ni de matériel écrit, et ça, je le répète pour tout le monde. Nous n'avons pas les fonds pour faire cela, malheureusement. Et pour répondre à ta question à propos de la grammaire, cette émission ne rentre pas dans ces détails. C'est un cours plus général et surtout pour vous familiariser avec l'anglais américain. Pour plus de détails et d'explications grammaticales, il faut te référer à ton livre de grammaire anglaise. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 81 of English USA. Martin se promène dans les bois. Martin is taking a walk in the woods, où il parle avec des bûcherons. He talks to some log cutters. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à décrire une action qui se passe régulièrement. Une action liée à votre travail, par exemple. Martin se trouve dans les bois, il parle avec le bûcheron. Il trouve ce métier passionnant et il veut en savoir plus. Il demande « How do you know which tree to cut? » Comment savez-vous quel arbre couper? Voyons un peu plus de vocabulaire. Measurements, dimensions. Par exemple, he's measuring the log. Écoutez le reste.
Gordon, what did you do before you had power saws? Before chainsaws, we had hand saws. They were for two men. They did the trimming by hand, too. This is faster and noisier. These chainsaws are very noisy.
Yes, it was much quieter in those days. I've always used a chainsaw.
How do you know which trees to cut, Gordon?
They're marked. The buyer goes through the woods and marks those trees he had bought. Then we go through and cut them.
How many log cutters are there in this woods?
There are three of us.
Do you sometimes work together? I mean, do you sometimes work side by side?
Sometimes. One of us will cut the tree down, and then we trim the tree together. I usually like to work alone.
Why?
Well, the other log cutters are my brothers. Sometimes we argue.
What do you argue about?
Which way to make the tree fall. They usually work very fast. I like to study the trees. I like to plan.
So you all work alone?
They work together. I work alone.
Who drives the tractor?
That's my nephew. Sometimes my son helps him. It's a family business.
Do you own the sawmill?
No. The sawmill is owned by a big company in California, I think. But we own the truck. The truck driver is my father.
Do you only work for this sawmill?
No. Sometimes we work for this sawmill, sometimes we work for another.
Is there enough work for you in this area?
We work in 5 different states. Usually we work in Kentucky, but not always. We like to work in Kentucky because it's close to our homes.
Do you like your work?
I love it, usually. I like to be outdoors. Too many people work indoors. It's not good for them. I like to work with my family.
Even when you argue?
Martin, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Do you ever argue?
Sometimes. I know what you mean.
I enjoy being in the woods. I love trees.
Even if you're killing them?
I like living trees. I like to see a beautiful piece of furniture, too.
Are we cutting too many of our trees?
I think so. We used to cut much larger trees. Now we cut quite small ones.
Do some companies plant new trees?
Yes, but it takes many, many years for a tree to grow. Would you like to trim this tree now?
I'll try.
Then you can cut down the next one.
Pour expliquer une action qui se déroule fréquemment, on utilise des adverbes tels que always, toujours, usually, d'habitude, often, souvent, sometimes, parfois. Écoutez ces exemples qui suivent.
I've always used a chainsaw.
Do you sometimes work together?
I usually like to work alone. Sometimes we argue.
Répondez aux questions de Martin en utilisant le présent et les adverbes au début de chacune de vos réponses. Do you usually eat together? Est-ce que vous mangez ensemble d'habitude? Do you usually eat together? Répondez tant bien que mal.
Do you sometimes argue with your friends? Do you usually like to work alone? Do you often listen to music? Do you always work during the day? Does a friend usually visit you on the weekend?
That was well done. Do you want a job?
I don't think so. That's very hard work.
Quelques adverbes. Always, toujours. Do you always work together? Travaillez-vous toujours ensemble? Sometimes, parfois. We sometimes work together. Nous travaillons ensemble parfois. We sometimes work together. Never, jamais. We never get along. On ne s'entend jamais. We never get along. Often, souvent. Do you often work together? Travaillez-vous souvent ensemble? Do you often work together? No. I usually work alone. Non. Je travaille seul d'habitude. No. I usually work alone. D'habitude. Usually. And that's it for lesson number 81 of English USA. Et voilà, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 81 d'English USA. Nous allons laisser Martin se promener encore dans les bois. Il a beaucoup appris aujourd'hui sur le métier de bûcheron. J'espère qu'au cours de cette leçon, vous avez aussi appris à décrire ce que vous faites. C'est pas évident. Qu'est-ce qui vous intéresse le plus? L'économie ménagère, home economics? Le journalisme, journalism? Ou la gestion, management? J'espère que votre travail vous passionne. Si ce n'est pas le cas, imaginez le travail que vous aimeriez faire et essayez de décrire les gens qui exercent cette profession ou ce métier. En attendant, in the meantime, have a great practice. And until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami.
I agree, yo. I don't see my wife in you. I don't see my wife in you. I don't see my wife in you. Make 1 + 1 now. Smiling, oh, it sure say you like me, oh, me say I like you, oh, that's how we supposed to be, yeah, oh, look on me and you, we be like bread and butter, no matter the weather, we go burn at the butter, I dey tell you, I dey tell you, I dey tell you,
My wife.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, c'est sur VOA Afrique.
She makes me go, oh, she makes me go.